Well, good morning and
greetings to each one. It's good to be here with each one of you this morning. And thank you, Clean, for being willing to speak on truth like that. It's been a real blessing being able to hear that. And I think it's been good for all of us. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more there that could be exhausted and taught on. And so I guess if you feel like you need more Sundays, I guess we can talk about it. But but it really has been a blessing for me, and so thank you very much for that. So looking again at courtships, just wanted to do a little bit of a recap from last Sunday, thinking of some of the important things that we need to be looking at as we think of starting a courtship. And just as a recap from last Sunday, number one, love God with all your heart. Do I love God with all my heart? Number two, we need a relationship with God, so we need to cultivate that relationship with God. Number three, have Jesus as your foundation. There's no other foundation that is going to last. It's going to be the foundation of Jesus Christ in your life that is going to last and that is going to be firm for you. Spend much time in the Word. Spend lots of time in God's Word. Wash yourself in God's Word. That's where truth is going to come from, as Clayton was speaking this morning. Seek His will often in prayer. Seek God often in prayer for His guidance, for His will in your life. And then number six, be content with where God has you in life. So be content with wherever God has called you to. Wherever you find yourself, serve God to the best of your ability. And so we have all these points, and these are all foundational. I feel like they're very necessary in our lives. But this is not to say that if you want to have a courtship that you need to reach some level of perfection before you can start a courtship. But I feel like two very important things, and what really does matter, is are we walking in victory in our personal lives? Are we walking in victory over sin? And I'll let you fill in the blanks there, whatever that might be. Am I walking in victory? And is my heart turned towards God? I feel like that's probably, those two things are extremely critical to be able to experience all these other things in our lives. So now this morning, I'd like to take a look at practical steps to honor God, to a God-honoring courtship. And there's not a whole lot in the Bible, you know, as far as practical things, you know, when we think of courtship, and it's not spelled out, it's not spelled out real well when it comes to practical things. But I do feel like there is biblical principles in the Bible, you know, that we can apply to our lives. And a lot of the things that, you know, I'm going to be sharing this morning are, you know, things that I've witnessed, you know, over the years. You know, I've been married, my wife and I have been married for 10 years, and I'm thankful for that. So yeah, a lot of the things that I'm going to be sharing this morning are just from experiences of my own and from watching other people's experiences and relationships. So the first thing that comes to my mind when we think of going into a relationship, into a courtship, you know, we're young, we could be inexperienced, you know, it's new for us, it's exciting. But be willing and teachable. Feel like it's very, I think it's very, very necessary. Be open to parental guidance and advice, maybe from church leaders or respected people in our lives. Freely interact with godly couples and observe their Christian marriage, lifestyle, and family life. I feel like those things we can learn by examples. We can learn by other people's mistakes. We don't want to re- we don't want to repeat other people's mistakes, but I think it's good for us to take a look at other people's lives and the way they live their lives and learn from them. And sometimes, you know, we kind of have to weed through some of that stuff. You know, we all have our flaws. We have our things that we're not perfect in. So as you think of, you know, being led to the girl you feel God wants you to date. You know, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of, you know, maybe nervousness. You know, I can very clearly remember for myself as a young man, you know, this, you don't want to flub it up. You know, it's something new for us. It is exciting. But there's many different, you know, creative ways that we can go about getting in contact with the girl and, you know, asking her for her hand in a courtship. But I think one thing that is very important, it was something that I was always taught and was something that I always felt was very important in my life as I went into courtship. And that was talking to the young lady's father. You know, just, I feel like it's a thing of respect. You know, God put the young lady, he put the children into the father's care. And so I think it's a thing of respect. So I feel it's important out of respect to talk to the young lady's father, to ask his permission and his blessing before contacting her. I think it's very simple, but I think it's important. Let the father know your intentions and be open and honest with him about who you are and what you stand for. Don't hide nothing. And I think also it's important that we seek God through that time, that we allow adequate time for the young lady to seek God in prayer if need be. There's some cases they've been praying about it for a long time. So not every experience is going to be the same. I know for myself, I, you know, liked my wife for, well, she's my girlfriend, or wasn't a girlfriend yet, but anyways, I liked her for a long time, and I had no clue what she thought of me. I didn't know where all that was, but I knew I really liked her, and I really respected, and I liked what I saw in her. And so when I had gone out with her father, and he gave me his blessing, and then I wrote a letter. And I will just say, I was very, just a side note, I was very paranoid when I wrote that letter because it was all handwritten. I thought my writing was ugly. I was embarrassed, really. But it turned out it was very special for my wife. So just keep that in mind. I think it's a special piece for them to hang on to. But yes, she had been already praying for a long time. She had mutual feelings for me for a long time. She had to lay it down, keep laying it down and giving it to God. So she had been praying for a long time, and so I was blessed not having to wait. It only took her, I think, a whole 2 hours or something until I had a response. She ended up giving me a call then, I think, at that point, or maybe I called, I forget now. But anyways, it took 2 hours, and so that was a real blessing. So every situation is different. You know, there's going to be times that God leads us to somebody and we ask for their hand in courtship. And, you know, we might not, as a man, young man, we might have been the furthest thing from the young lady's mind. But that's okay. But that's where I think it's important that we can be patient. We can be patient, follow God's leading, and give adequate time, if need be, for the young lady to pray about. I think it's important. Going into courtship, I think it's very important that we set up guidelines as a couple and then stick to them. And you can take that in multiple You could take that in multiple directions. Well, for example, you know, how much time will we spend together, especially alone? How often will we talk, whether on the phone or by text messaging or however you choose? I feel like that's something that needs to be talked about as a couple and with the parents. However, I would say, I know we did some of this ourselves, but I would strongly encourage to limit texting because of shallow relationships that I believe it can produce. There's things that can be said, there's thoughts that we can have going on in our mind. It just makes it much easier for shallow relationships. Guidelines are very important, I feel, in our courtships to help protect us as individuals, but then also as couples. And I had a friend that suggested I believe it's a sermon, on guardrails. And so I've been working through some of that, and I still want to finish that, but that's been really good. I've been blessed by that. But something that I heard on there was comparing it to guidelines. Guardrails are very necessary, you know, on a road. You know, if you're going up a steep bank, there's a mountain, there's a cliff there. Having those guardrails is very important for the protection of the travelers or whoever is on that roadway. If those guardrails were not there and we have an accident or something happens, something goes wrong, and we go plunging off there, it's going to probably mean destruction. And the other thing that I want to note as well is guardrails are not placed right on the edge. They're not right there where they're just falling off the side of the hill. But most times guardrails are placed, you know, several feet back. There's a buffer there. There's a safety zone, if you will. So think about that when you're creating your guidelines or guardrails, if you will. Keep that in mind. This is for our own good. This is for our own protection, our own safety. Another thing that I feel is very, very important and is a blessing, and that's to find someone to mentor you as a couple. You know, whether it's your parents or whether it's some other godly couple that you trust in your life. Share with them the guidelines that you have set up and ask them to keep you accountable. I feel like that's something that each one of us can use in our lives, whether we're in a courtship or whether we're, you know, living our lives seeking to follow God. I think accountability is something that we need to practice a lot more. And I think it becomes even more necessary in a courtship like this. While being in a courtship can be a very exciting and a joyous time, I think it's also a very serious time. It's not something I think we should just go into lightly. I think we need to think seriously about it. You know, who am I? Where am I headed? It's a very serious time when we are seeking to learn to know one another and discovering whether or not we will be compatible in marriage or not. And the other thing I want to say too is the perfect guy or girl does not exist. If we think that they do, well, sorry, I think we're wrong. So in that, be careful that you do not set your expectations too high. Don't set your expectations so high that they're unattainable. And while they, you know, while your boyfriend or your girlfriend might seem so perfect and loving and everything else during the courtship, you're going to pick up sooner or later that they are human. They're going to make mistakes. You will find faults in each other. And if insurmountable issues does come up in a relationship, or you discover that he or she is in a sin, God forbid, there may be a time and a cause, you know, to break off a relationship. And I think it's very important that we keep ourselves open to that factor. Let's be searching, let's be honest with each other, with who we really are. Young people might be asking the question, is it necessary or important to have a hands-off courtship? And I know that's a very controversial thing. I wouldn't say there's any necessarily right or wrong way. I'm not going to look down or judge anybody if they are not hands-off. But I do think that there is blessing that can come from that. I know for my wife and I, we were hands-off. And I know there was a lot of blessing that we experienced from that. And I've seen others too, you know, that have, you know, been hands-off. And I feel like it was a blessing to them, and they've told me that already. And then at the same time, you know, I watch other people's experiences, you know, again, watching other people's relationships. And they go into it just kind of haphazardly, you know. I don't want to say that carefully. Thinking, well, you know, I can handle it. You know, I think it's great. You got to show each other how you love each other, you know. But I think we need to be very, very careful with that. And I'd like to very strongly encourage that you think carefully on that. Think carefully about, you know, hands off. Because I feel like courtship is not a time that should be necessarily, yes, while it's very much about learning to know each other, it should not be centered on ourselves. It needs to be centered on God, and I think we need to remember that. And I feel like there's a danger of physical contact being a distraction, distracting us from learning to know each other and drawing closer to God together. And also when I think too of, you know, doing that, being hands off in a courtship, I think we need to think carefully about it too from the standpoint that what if that relationship doesn't hold out? What if it doesn't work out? Just say we run into something in a relationship that we need to cut off the relationship. It's not in God's will. Then we have to live with the memories or the whatever you want to put in there, of whether you were holding hands or whether, you know, it's something that you have to live with then. And I feel like that there can be a hindrance to your life. And it makes me think of one of my wife's friends, and she's still very good friends with her. Her and her husband are doing well and serving God. But she had gone through a courtship several years ago. She's happily married now, has a couple children. They relationship seemed to be doing good. They got engaged. It went several months. I mean, I think they were starting to make wedding plans. Everything seemed awesome. And all of a sudden, there was something that came up that was not, they were not able to resolve. And I don't remember details on that. I don't know that that's important. But there was something that came up that both the parents and both her and the young man felt like they needed to cut the relationship off. And her exact words to my wife were, "I'm so glad that we had a hands-off courtship." And so I think I'd like us to think carefully about that. Again, I'm not here to judge anybody if they don't do hands-off, but I feel like there's a lot of blessing and I feel like there's a lot of protection in that for us. Because if God prospers a relationship, that will come later. And I feel like, I do feel like there's definitely, I know there's couples that, you know, have not been hands off, you know, and I feel like they still love God. It has not, I don't believe it has really hindered them. The other thing I wanted to mention too was several years back when my brother Leslie, before he had passed away, we were talking some about courtship and just, you know, whether or not hands off is the way to do it, or, you know, different things like that. And he told me, he said he feels very strongly, I don't know if I'm saying it word for word, but he told me he feels very strongly that hands off courtships has a way of building trust. He felt like that's how it was for him and Debbie. He felt like it helped them to be able to build trust. He felt like, you know, if you can refrain from touching and getting all involved when you're dating somebody that you really probably truly loved from the bottom of your heart, that there can be a strength for you in life. You know, whether it's, you know, whether you're being faced with the temptation of pornography or whatever it might be, I feel like there's a blessing in that, in building that trust. But then also, he felt like it really built the trust between them, you know. For her, is if he's out alone, you know, how is he going to react when he comes across somebody that's not dressed appropriately? Or if he comes across somebody that's trying to flirt, or, you know, what's that reaction going to be? And so I feel like that blessing there of being able to refrain, having self-control, I feel like is a good way to build trust. So I think it's something that we need to think carefully about. Exercise self-control in your passion towards each other. Be determined to keep yourselves pure for marriage. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So I think it's very important. Do we have self-control? It doesn't matter if it's what area of life it is. Can we have self-control? Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. Be an example of the believers in your courtship. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know what they're thinking. I honestly, for myself, you know, I've sat already and I watched couples already. and have thought to myself, wow, what did they do when nobody else is around? So think about that. What kind of example are you setting for the believers? Treat your lady friend the way you would want other men to treat your wife. She's not yours yet. Think about that carefully. Treat your lady friend the way you would want other men to treat your wife. Avoid unedifying movies, videos, worldly magazines, or unwholesome jokes or books that could lead to temptation or to stumbling. 2 Timothy 2:22, flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Let's have pure hearts. Let's purify our hearts before God. Ask God to purify us. Pray often together for yourselves as a couple and for others, for the church. Have regular Bible study together. And this is a big one that I feel like was a strengthening factor for my wife and I in our relationship. You know, do profitable things together as a couple. Spend time reading God's Word. Share what you have learned from the Lord in your personal devotions with each other. Or maybe it's some other Christian book. Maybe it's sermons. Discuss the spiritual things. Find a good devotional book to go through as a couple. We found it to be a great conversation starter of good conversation, good things that we need to be talking about. And I had a book suggestion that we had, I think it was my wife's parents had given to us, and I found out since there's multiple other couples that have used it, and we were really blessed by it. It's called Keepsakes, Meditations for Courting Couples. We really found that to be a blessing because it was like a devotional. It got conversation going, helped us to talk about things that maybe we wouldn't have thought about otherwise. And then also it has a little like a memory thing at the end where you could write down where you were that day and all that, and that was very special for us. But I guess that book is out of print now. I just found out, unfortunately. But find a good book like that to use as a devotional, as a couple, to stimulate good conversation. Be completely open and honest about your pasts and who you are today as an individual. And what might be some things, you know, in our discussions, what might be some things that we've discussed as a couple? What might be important? You need to discuss your beliefs, your convictions. Discuss your areas. Discuss the areas of failure that you might experience, whether it be in the past or present. Discuss your areas of victory. Discuss goals and visions you have for your life, things you like, things you dislike. Child training, as a relationship progresses, child training. And you might ask the question, how long should a courtship be? Well, there's some people that say, well, it's got to be a year, it's got to be 2 years, it's got to be 3 years. You know, I don't think we should put a time on it. I think there's a lot of variables that can come into play. It can depend on how well you knew each other prior to courtship. could depend on how quickly you learn to know each other. Is there things that you run into? Is there bumps in your courtship and your relationship that you run into? I think those are things that all need to be considered. And I think that's where having somebody that can mentor you, but then also having input from your parents or whoever it might be, I think that can be very beneficial when it comes to things like this, as far as where your relationship is and how long. Allow adequate time to learn to know each other. Now, when it comes to engagement, you know, when are you ready? Maybe that's something that's going through your mind. But I feel like that's something, as your relationship progresses, I feel like that's something that becomes abundantly clear to you. God, as you seek God's leading, seek God's will, I believe that's something that will become very clear. And most times, not always, you will get to a place where you just have a desire that you want to just spend the rest of your lives together. I know that's kind of how it was for my wife and I. You know, it just got to a point where it just felt like there was nowhere else to go but get married. And again, it does differ depending on your situation. Do you complement each other well? When you think about engagement, do you complement each other well? Do you balance each other out? And I feel like when it comes to engagement and proposing and all that, I feel like there's a trend to become more and more elaborate with the way we propose, how we get engaged. And I don't really feel like there's any right or wrong way in that either. I think that's where we need to mind the Spirit. I think we need to keep it God-honoring. I know many people, for me, people mock me a little bit, which is okay, because I still feel like it was special and we're married. But I simply asked my wife at a stop sign. We had gone away, I'd taken her, I think I had a work banquet, I believe it was. It was over the winter time. And she had gone with me, and I was taking her home, and we were about 10 minutes from her house, and we were having good conversation, and I was just feeling very, very blessed, and I just realized at that moment how much of a blessing she was in my life, and just how much I wanted to be married to her. So I pulled up to a stop sign, and I stopped there. And for as long as I was sitting at the stop sign, she knew something was up. And thank God she said yes. So that's a very simple, boring, if you will. That's okay. I'm not saying it has to be boring like that. But keep it God-honoring. We are seeking God's will together, and we are the temple of God. I think we need to live our lives accordingly. So I'd like to encourage us, keep it simple and God-honoring. And then in closing, I'd like to read Matthew 6, verse 33 in the ESV. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So I'd like to encourage us, seek the kingdom of God first of all in our lives, in our personal lives. Ask God to direct us, to help us be what he wants us to be, and honor him in all that you do. And I think, I was thinking about, I had called a couple young married men to see if they would be willing to share some practical things that they would have experienced in their, or that they did in their courtship, or that were a blessing. And it would be a blessing if there would be more of us, young, old, however you look at yourself. If there's something that was a blessing in your courtship, I think it would be a blessing if we could hear that. So if you feel led during the testimony time, you know, share something practical, you know, that could be helpful to the young people, to each one of us. So thank you for your time. Lord bless you.